You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Glad you're feeling better. I would have been crappy to feel crappy for that many days in a row.
You know, and it's not like me, buddy. I mean, you're the same way. I hate missing work. I don't like laying around. I don't like being sick. I feel so unproductive and lazy when that happens. And, you know, I was talking to Nicole about this. I was like, it's not... With you and I, it's not like a normal job, too, where, like, if you're you take a couple sick days, you're just kind of letting a couple employees down that kind of have to do your work, and maybe your boss is a little irritated with you. With us, I feel like I'm letting the city down, basically, because everyone's excited and they want to tune in, and we're company for them in the morning, and it's hard for me to take a sick day because I'm like, people tune in to listen to us, and when one of us isn't here, it's kind of a letdown, I think.
What are you saying, that I didn't do a good job by myself?
No, I think you... No, that's not what I'm saying at all. You know what I'm saying.
What are you saying? If you don't show up, the show falls apart? Is that what you're saying?
No, I say either one of us, you know, because we're a team. You know what I'm saying. It's hard for me to be gone.
Well, then don't miss again.
I'm trying not to.
Because this city can't stand it when you're not here.
I know, man. That's not what I meant at all, so don't do that.
Speaking of not feeling well.
Yeah.
So my bride has been under the weather for about a little over a week now. And it's like a low-grade fever, like about 100 or so. She has a mixed 100 temperature. And she'll take some, you know, Advil and stuff, and it'll go away. Then it'll come back. She's had some, you know, sore throat issues and stuff like that. So finally, it's like, well, do we need... And we have been so isolated. We have been so good. You know, we have not been going out at all. We have not been like these people who go out to restaurants. We don't do anything. The only thing we do is go to the grocery store or maybe, you know, someplace else quickly to run an errand. Always masked up, hand sanitizer, washing our hands. We're like, could she possibly have caught it somewhere? Mm-hmm. And she kept saying... She goes, if I did, I know where I got it. If I did, I know where I got it. I said, you can't know. I mean, you live your life. You don't know where it would be coming from. She goes, yes, I do. She goes, I was at Trader Joe's.
Oh, no.
She goes, I had to use the bathroom, and I'm sure that I got it. I was like.
Oh, that's like ground zero for.
No, I said you didn't. Anyway, so on Saturday, it had been a week, and so she was on the phone with somebody, and they're like, yeah, if you can get down here, you can get tested, but you got to be here by noon. And we looked at the clock. It was 11:35. We figured it was about 20 minutes to get there. We jumped in the car. We pulled up at 12:01 to one of those drive-through lanes for COVID testing. And the guys were like, okay, you both doing this? I said, no, it's just her. And he looked at me like I was insane. He goes, let me get this straight. You're with someone who you think might have it, and you've pulled up, and you're both sitting there in your cars together not wearing a mask. Because we didn't have a mask on when we're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Just the two of us. And so he kind of shamed me into it. I was like, all right.
As long as I'm here.
So we pulled on up. We were the very last car as they were shutting down. We were the last car through.
Nice.
And we both got the swab up the nose.
I hear it's not that bad.
So I was joking with the guy going through. He's like, do you want to do it? I said, no, I'm a big baby. I don't think I can handle it. I've heard too many horror stories that it's like poked into your brain and blah, blah, blah. And I will tell you two things. One, it's not the most comfortable thing in the world. It's not the most comfortable thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
But it is by far not nearly as bad as so many whiny butts are making it out to be.
I know a few people that have had it done, and they said they actually laughed through the entire thing because it tickled more than anything. And so they sat there and giggled while it was getting done to them.
No, I didn't giggle. I didn't feel like it tickled.
You don't strike me as a giggling kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But
I'll giggle, but not over that.
Do it again.
Oh man, there's a line I want to say, but I'm not going to. Anyway, so we did that. Yeah, last 5 seconds. Essentially, they count to five, and then you're done. And it was 24 hours, so that yesterday we went online, and the results were negative for both of us.
Hey,
so
good. That's
so
good feeling.
Just like you, she apparently has something else. That's just some illness.
Normal sick. Normal.
Yeah, she's normal sick.
Yeah.
She's abnormal sick is what she is. Mm. Anyway, so she's going to try to get into a doctor this week. But I got tested.
Hey, you're part
First
of the club.
On our show to
you're
get
in the
test.
Club.
And I'm a negative, so there's that. And then yesterday, because she, you know, she's not bedridden. She's not that kind of sick, you know, and she wants to get out. So yesterday I did something that I didn't know I would ever do in my life. She's on a new kick lately. She's very much into her kicks, although this vegan one has been lasting like a couple of months now. But her latest kick is mushrooms. No, not the hallucinogenics. She's
regular.
Just into studying them and learning about them. So yesterday, instead of going for my regular walk in the woods, we did essentially a mushroom hike.
Well, that's cute.
Where we went looking for mushrooms and collecting them, because she is going to like farm the spores out of them or whatever. And in the woods behind our house, she's going to like cultivate them or something.
This is some like first date type stuff that you're doing here. Like that that's something you would do like when you're trying to impress somebody and kind of woo them and court them. And
right.
I love looking for mushrooms. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go do it.
Was I into it when we started? No.
No.
By the end, I was like, hey, here's one over here. After a while, it becomes like a scavenger hunt, and they're all different.
Do you know which ones to eat and not to eat and which ones are going to kill you? And
listen, I'm glad you brought that up. She is very stubborn, and I have a feeling that as much as I've lectured her, I feel like she's going to pop one of these things into her mouth eventually.
You might find her on the floor somewhere.
Exactly. I could come walking in, or she could chop them up and put them in something she's making for me.
Well, good news is you won't have to search for stupid mushrooms anymore.
just kill me now.
Can you have seconds on this?
Yeah, and we're on the trail, and she's like behind me by a couple of feet, and she's talking to me. She goes, yeah, some of these, you know, she goes, you put them in your body. She goes, it might take 2 or 3 days, and then there is literally nothing they can do for you. She goes, as soon as you swallow it, you're dead.
It's done.
It might take 2 or 3 days.
Holy cow.
And you'll be dead. She goes, there is no antidote. You're dead.
You guys better be careful, honestly. You really should.
You know, she watches all these murder shows, and then she goes out hunting for mushrooms.
She's like, mushrooms.
Honestly, Denver, be aware that if I die mysteriously within the next year, Gretchen did it.
What a great way to off somebody.
She will have killed me. I'm just putting the word out right now.
That's up there with stabbing somebody with an icicle, because the evidence, you know, it just disappears.
Yes. I'm telling you, if I die, she murdered me. She should be the number one suspect.
Is this a cry for help right now?
Yeah. Just make a note. Write it down.
Right now. 9:14, 6:17 in the morning. Dom might be dying soon.